Thank you. Thanks a lot. Hi. How you doing? That was Uncommon Ritual by Edgar Meyer. Off the Uncommon Ritual album by Edgar Meyer, Mike Marshall available. By the way, that's Mike Marshall on the mandolins. That one they fed too much. Edgar Meyer on the bass.
And the big Fleck tone himself, Bela Fleck on the Fan 5-Star.
And we're going to be playing a bunch of music from Edgar's record that we all collaborated on, which is Uncommon Ritual. But first, we're going to play one of Mike's tunes. Comes back from his days in Florida, where he grew up, and he used to work on an alligator ranch. And before he was able to make a living as a musician, in fact, he used to have 6 fingers on one hand.
Yeah, this kind of talking is actually, they have it in some colleges. It's a subject called fictional anthropology.
Keep going, man. You're on a roll.
Why didn't you finish, Edgar? This is one he wrote during that semi-possible period. It's entitled The Gator Strut. Thank you.
Studying anthropology, this is the nearly prehistoric mandocello of the mandolin family.
Or possibly not.
It's great to finally be playing with these guys. We've all been knowing each other for many years and have hooked up casually here and again on various records or shows. In fact, the first time Bela met Edgar, who's playing in Aspen out in front of the Haagen-Dazs ice cream store, where he had a gig. And Edgar had just spent the afternoon at the old-time fiddle contest where he won entering with his bass.
Or possibly not.
To which Bailey's response was, "Wow, man." Edgar wrote this old-time tune for this new record in his ever-so-bass-like fiddle style. He calls it Old Time.
Thank you.
Edgar thinks that one might be missing a beat somewhere.
Thank you.
recently recorded an album of duets of mostly Brazilian music featuring these two fellas and some other friends. And it's a style of Brazilian music called choro music, which I absolutely fell in love with. It comes from the 30s in Brazil when there were lots of Italians down there with mandolins, sort of fusing their thing with the African rhythms. And so Bela and Edgar came out and we recorded a couple of Brazilian tunes, but a couple of non-Brazilian tunes too. And they were so hip when they got done with them that I had to include them on the record. So this one is a French tune from the same period, the Musette period of French anthropological musical study. It's called L'Indifférence.
This is in the Brazilian tune.
No, baby. I didn't tell you that. But the way you play it. So stunningly Brazilian.
Thank you.
On all of them, actually. Maybe not. This next one, all three of us wrote together, and we also inserted a short piece by a Renaissance composer named William Byrd. And it's our exploration of the intricacies of the male-female dynamic in song.
Thank you.
last time we played that tune, somebody came over and said, I don't like the way women are portrayed in that song.
A mandola.
You want a second bail?
That's a papoose guitar. And that's a piano.
is that a price tag on your instrument there, Bailo? Should I say mini?
Doesn't it say what his hotel room number is?
How much was it, Bailo?
So you can find your way home.
This is one called Sliding Down. We're going to take a little break after this, the traditional trio brownie break. But we'll be back very soon. Thank you.
second.
Are you prepared to tell the whole class? Same time that Mike was wrestling gators down in Florida, Edgar was working at the nuclear power plant at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where he grew up. And apparently, behind Edgar's country home, there was a little bit of a barnyard that was troubled by some atomic situation. Would you stay where you are? Edgar wrote this piece about something strange that happened one night. It's called The Barnyard Disturbance. Thank you. see the electrons dancing on that tepid Tennessee night.
Can you tell them about this next one?
Oh. Next piece we're going to play is it's from the last major work that J.S. Bach wrote before he died, which he virtually completed. He missed the last 50 measures, actually, he didn't finish. But we're going to play the eighth of the 14 fugues from The Art of the Fugue. And he did finish this particular one. Most of them are for four voices. This is the only one for three voices.
Tell him about the thing.
It's a little spooky, Baylor. Basically, this work, you like that kind of voodoo stuff. The 14 fugues are based on only two or three simple themes. This particular one we're going to play it's actually a triple fugue and has three separate expositions. But so you hear most of the themes that are used in the entire 14 fugues.
But tell them about the theme.
But there was one theme that he saved for the 14th fugue, and he only used it, and it was the B-A-C-H theme. He used his own name, because B in B flat is actually, B in German is actually B flat, and H is B natural.
And so wait.
B-A-C-H would be.
Okay, B
don't play.
Is
don't
B
play.
Flat.
Don't play.
A. C.
Don't play the last note.
Why?
Because he died right after he signed his name in music.
Okay, let me get it straight.
No.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. B flat.
No.
A. C.
No.
B natural.
Do it.
Anyway, no, but after he entered that theme, he only wrote a few more measures and he never finished that particular piece.
That was the thing. I found that interesting.
Jesus off the cracker.
We need your full potential of concentration.
Tie-dye shirt, too.
Thank you. So badly? Why do you have your banjos all over the room?
So I can get a little bit of exercise during the gig. Why do you keep your bass all in one place?
Would you guys show that?
You know what they say.
Well, actually, I'm learning. I'm learning.
They say that bass is a lonely place.
I can't even get a laugh out of you.
This next hymn is dedicated to John Hartford, a great, great banjo player, performer, all around, kind of cool guy. And he plays a lot in the low E tuning, which is a banjo drop down a little bit. This is called Big Country.
Thank you.
So this guy walks into a bar, and he says, and he looks a little bit drunk, you know, and he says, "You got a dartboard over there. If I can hit 3 bullseyes, would you give me a prize?" And the bartender says, "Sure, pal." He'll never hit anything. So he goes, "Bullseye, bullseye, bullseye. Where's my prize?" Bartender says, "Well, wait just a second. I'll get you something, pal." And he goes in the back room and he's looking around for something. What am I going to give this guy? And there's a terrarium over there, and he grabs his turtle out of it and he wipes it off on his shirt, and he comes back out. Gives it to the guy. "Here you go, pal." The drunk guy says, "Thank you very much," and takes off. So a couple weeks later, the guy comes back in. He says, "Can I shoot the darts for the prize again?" Bartender says, "Sure, pal, go ahead. He'll never make it." And the guy, bullseye, bullseye, bullseye. Says, "Where's my prize?" And bartender says, "Gosh, can you help me out, pal? I don't remember. What did I give you last time?" I says, "I think it was ham on a hard roll." This is a new banjo I've got here. It's kind of a sitar banjo. First, I want to tell you about this one. Thank you.
now for something completely different. We're going to turn Edgar loose on this tune from the last century with my great composer Pablo de Sarasate. Some of you violin players may know this piece. It's often played on the violin. It's four gypsy airs. It's called Sigornaweisen, usually played with orchestra and violin, but in this arrangement, Edgar's going to play the role of the violin, and I'm going to play the role of the orchestra.
Thank you.
We're going to have to restrict your bow privileges after that.
Time to show the other funky side of this boy. Something called the green slime. Thank you.
want to send a tune out, play a tune out for an incredible fiddle player that passed away just recently, great Stefan Grappelli. '89 years old, so, you know, we're celebrating this guy's life. He's an incredible musician, and Mike had the great privilege of working with him.
Yeah, I did a couple of tours with him when I was playing with David Grisman, and every night, here he was, 75 years old, and us young punks in our early 20s, we're having the top of our heads blown off every night by his fiddle playing, so.
He didn't really start getting good until he was about 69.
Yeah, I think that was true. Actually, when he was in his 20s, he was recording with Django Reinhardt in Paris, France. As part of the Hot Club of France. Hot Club of Paris. And they sort of started this whole string band jazz thing around 1932. So we got to have to say a lot about Stefan. So thanks for all the great music, Stefan. Here's for you. This is called Swing 42.
We're going to abuse one of your tunes. Yeah, we're going to finish up with some music that has some Irish roots in it, and thank you once again. I think they're applauding because we're finishing up. Or because it's some Irish? Irish music aficionados. Anyway, it's been a real pleasure. As we said, here's some Irish stuff.
Thank you.
make it, turn this mic up a little bit.
Thanks for sharing that, Edgar. Kind of sounded kind of like some of the bass solos tonight, actually. Just a joke.
And we're just 3 days into the tour, guys. Well, you guys have been great. Thanks a lot. And,
you guys really need to develop a sense of humor. I'm talking to the band, obviously.
Thank you.